New heading. 2. Thanking God. Much that was said about praising God applies to thanking God. Thanksgiving, like praise, is an offering, a sacrifice, and Scripture teaches that it also is to be offered continually. The difference between the two is subtle, but it is nonetheless important. Praise is offered to God in recognition of the greatness of His attributes, His wisdom, goodness, and power, His righteousness and holiness. Thanksgiving is offered in grateful response to God's merciful concern for our lives. He has created us and redeemed us. He sustains us, and He will glorify us. The only proper response is for us to honor Him with our lips and offer Him thanks. Several New Testament passages emphasize the call to regularly offer thanksgiving to God. Let the word of Messiah richly dwell within you, with all wisdom teaching and admonishing one another with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with thankfulness in your hearts to God. Whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Yeshua, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Colossians 3, verses 16 to 17. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Messiah Yeshua. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 to 18. The fundamental note of the Yeshua follower's life is one of thanksgiving. We have been redeemed through the blood of Messiah Yeshua. We have been filled with the Holy Spirit. We have been adopted or renewed as members of the household of God. We now enjoy intimate access to the Father through the Son, and we rejoice in our hope of sharing the glory of God forever. In addition to all this, we daily experience manifold expressions of His providential care: food, drink, clothing, shelter, family and friends, and even discipline, chastisement, and testing given for our benefit. Our response to all this should be to give thanks. We should thank God generally for all the good He has done for us, but we should also thank Him specifically for each of the gifts we receive as we receive them. Thus, we offer thanks for our food before or after eating, for our sleep as we go to rest at night, for the coming day as we arise. This is what it means to give thanks always and in everything and in all circumstances. Many of us fall into the habit of taking our material and spiritual benefits for granted. Our sense of gratitude is dulled by the unspoken conviction that we have rights over the good things that have been given us. Time, money, job, leisure, abilities, or even our personal relationship with God. When we allow ourselves to fall into such a disposition, we fail to give God the glory He deserves. On the other hand, a grateful heart and a thankful tongue will usually issue in a God-glorifying life.